With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Severe storms pummel parts of the U.S. with snow and high winds and raise a tornado threat.
Extreme weather conditions from coast to coast, putting 100 million people across the U.S. in the path of rough conditions. Storms across the nation's eastern half forced airlines to cancel more than 2,000 flights Monday. Many schools have to close in the mid-Atlantic states where high winds and tornadoes were in the forecast. Blizzards buried parts of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota, while torrential rains flooded homes and washed out roads in Hawaii. National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley.
This is what happens in March and April, right? It's this clash in the air masses. Winter not wanting to let go.
I'm Julie Walker.
China is warning that President Trump's latest tariff moves could damage trade ties. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After holding talks with the U.S. delegation in Paris, China's international trade representative expressed serious concern about trade investigations into manufacturing in foreign countries. He warned that the possible results may interfere with or damage economic and trade relations between the U.S. and China. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent described the Paris meeting as constructive and said the purpose is to prevent any retaliation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles has been diagnosed with early-stage breast cancer but plans to continue working through her treatment, retaining her place as one of President Trump's closest aides. The 68-year-old Wiles announced Monday she'd been diagnosed over the previous week. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 387 points. The Nasdaq rose 268, with the S&P 500 advancing by 67 points. This is SRN News. Most Americans support abortion.
According to a new poll released by the Pew Research Center, 60% of respondents think abortion should be legal all or most of the time, versus 38% who say it should be illegal all or most of the time. Democrats are about 2.5 times more likely than Republicans to want the procedure to be legal. 74% of white evangelicals say abortion should be illegal, but majorities of most other religious groups support the procedure. Michael Harrington reporting.
Last week's attack on a major synagogue in Michigan has resurrected fears about violence at houses of worship. In fact, the targeting of churches and synagogues is on the rise around the globe, and Thursday's attack has made clergy everywhere anxious about targeted ambushes. There have been different kinds of violence over the years across the world. A wide range of religious buildings have been targeted. This is SRN News. 3,800 workers are on strike at one of the largest meatpacking plants in the United States. We hear more on the story from correspondent Julie Walker reporting.
Union representatives say the strike at Swift Beef Company in Colorado is one of the largest since the 1980s. About 3,800 workers at the plant in Greeley hit the picket line Monday. The union says 99% of the workers voted to authorize the strike, seeking higher wages and better health care. One issue the union cites: the company charges many workers more than $1,000 each to pay for their safety equipment. Meanwhile, Swift Beef owner JPS USA says it complies with labor and employment laws, and any employee who doesn't strike will have work and be paid. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.